Oh my God, the funniest thing happened.
But this is why I know I have the right partner in this life.
I'm obsessed. Kids these days will legitimately never know.
If you ever want to
stop going on dates with someone.
Stop going on dates with someone. When life gives you lemons, you gotta somehow make a pina colada out of it.
Of course. A pina colada with lemon.
Do you hear the birds chirping?
I do. I heard them this morning when I was waking up. It was kind of soothing.
No, it's like honestly beautiful.
Yeah. I literally, though, in my head was thinking, are birds still flying south for the winter?
I think some birds are.
It was like all winter there were pigeons flying so close to my head. They don't get a winter escape. But these birds that are chirping away are new.
Are they back from the vacation?
So. I think so.
Well, it's like humans. Like some people,
snowbird,
go south for the winter, quite literally, yeah. Have second homes in Florida, and others just have to hunker down. I've done quite a bit of hunkering this
Me
winter.
Too. I stayed put all January. I was home.
Same. And I like didn't leave my apartment that much.
Same. I've like just started to emerge.
Yeah.
Which I think is fine.
Well, you've quite a few. You've like travels. You've Coachella.
Coachella is on the horizon.
Do you have your outfits?
Don't have outfits. Don't have flights.
Don't have flights?
No. I need to book my flight. They actually have gone down significantly over the past couple of days than when I looked last week. And then after Coachella, I'm back. And then I have my Bahamas wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day.
Well, you have an outfit for that.
Quite literally it. Yeah, but I haven't ordered it. I need to order.
Oh my God, Colby.
I need to order things.
Do you?
Don't know why. I've just been like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I need to do my taxes as well this week.
I'd say that's most pressing.
No, I know. I was supposed to do it Monday, but my work day was super busy and I didn't have time that I was like, okay, I'm just going to take photos of all of these documents.
Like for TurboTax? Is that what you're like doing?
I have to send everything to my accountant.
Oh, yes.
But
I see.
I called and said that my information was coming. So I'm like on their books, but I need to actually send it.
Okay.
Like immediately.
Things to do.
Yeah.
Flights to book. Taxes to file.
Yeah.
We are busy.
It's busy season.
It's busy season.
It really is.
Dear listeners, as you might have gathered by now, we are missing
Adam. He's in Australia.
He is quite literally on a different day, right?
Yeah. Which
is he ahead of us?
He is like a full day ahead, basically.
Which is nuts.
Yeah. Yesterday he sent me like a photo and it was, or it might have been on his Instagram story, something. We were texting simultaneously if it was his Instagram story, and I saw what I thought was a sunset, and he was texting me how jet lagged he was and how he hasn't been sleeping at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, why don't you just go to sleep? He was like, it's 7 a.m.
It's morning.
Yeah.
That was a sunrise. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. I'm so used to thinking of people being in Europe, and when I'm at work, it's bedtime for them.
Right.
But yeah, he was starting a brand new day.
Wow. Well, Godspeed to Adam on his work journey after going to Miami and
I know.
Living it up over the weekend. So hopefully.
Oh my God, the funniest thing happened. He was texting me. That was Sunday morning. I swear when we went through his flights.
His travel plans?
Yeah. I thought he got home mid-morning,
on
afternoon,
Sunday,
and then had to go to the airport like in the evening, like early evening, and he was only going to be able to be home for like 1 hour based off of
calculations. I remember him saying that it was like a quick like throw things in a suitcase and go like from Miami to then Australia.
Yeah. So I woke up around 9, I would say. I slept in and I was in my bed. I like got up, cleaned a little bit, made a coffee, like got back in my bed and was sitting there on my phone. And I was reading a novel of texts from Adam.
God.
And then all of a sudden, I hear someone go, Colby? And I was like, I literally had just gotten back in my bed to read these texts. And I was like, what? And I had deadbolted the door with the chain lock.
Oh, my God.
And so he was like trying to get in. And I was like, what are you doing here? You
locked him out.
Yeah. I was like, thank God I'm awake.
What time was it?
I mean, granted, it was like probably 10 a.m. at that point, or like close to. But still, I didn't realize he was on like a crack of dawn flight coming home. But still, he wasn't home for that long.
Right. And then turned around and went.
Yeah.
On his merry way.
Yeah.
After being locked out of his own home.
I literally was like, what is going on? Because I'm not kidding. I sat down and had just started reading these texts. And then all of a sudden, heard his voice. And then I go over there or I responded to him. And I forgot that the thing was locked. And he was like, can you let me in?
Can you let me into my apartment?
Yeah.
Wait, so do you deadbolt your door every night?
If I'm alone, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I don't think to do it. I've done it a couple times when Jack's out of town.
Granted, when I do it, it doesn't make me feel any safer.
Like, I feel like somehow I've
seen videos of them like unscrewing the thing. Yeah, like if somebody wants to get in, they'll find a way.
Or like using cutters or whatever, yeah. Wire cutters or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I try not to think about it.
Same. Yeah. I am very jealous of Adam being in Australia and of you just being in the Turks and Caicos sunshine.
Yeah, although I will say, I know my trip looked beautiful and sunshiny, but it was rainy and windy for the first 3 days.
So the extension was necessary.
The extension was necessary, and this is why.
Is it hurricane season there, or was it just a weird tropical storm?
It was
storm?
A fluke. It was like a weird thing, and like there were locals there.
Yeah.
I mean, locals. There were people there that like have own property where we were staying, who like stay there for half the year. Snowbirds, right. Back to that.
I would prefer to snowbird in Turks and Caicos, right? Than Florida.
I mean, not a bad situation, but we were chatting with these people who like come down for like the winter essentially. Yeah. And they were like, we've never seen a week this bad, like in terms of weather, like the winds were like 25 miles per hour.
Wow.
Raining. But this is why I know I have the right partner in this life, because I look at Jack, I am like, half of my face is like soaked with rain, because it was like a random, it would come and go as tropical storms do, but it was like majority of the day we were like running for cover. We'd be like on the beach and running for cover, but it wasn't like, it was just back and forth for like 3 days.
Yeah.
When you're in that situation where you've taken off all these days, you like plan these outfits, you get to the vacation, you're just like looking forward to the vacation for weeks and weeks and weeks, and you get there and it isn't what you expected in terms of weather. There are two types of people in this world. People who are like, you know, negative Nancy about it.
Yeah, like this would happen to me.
Yeah, and like taking it so personally, like taking it out on everyone around you. And then there's like a second kind of person who's like, you know what? Well, I'm off work at least.
Still on vacation.
I can drink. I can eat. Yeah. I can dance in the rain. I can have a grand old time. And I'm happy to say that like I am with a partner. Jack is the latter.
Yeah.
And that was what, because I was not going to lie, the former. I was a little negative Nancy at first because I'm like,
well, it's hard not to be when you have one thing in your head and you spent all this money.
Yes.
And you allocated the time.
Yes. And I had like a spray tan. Yeah. I had done so much prep work. I got my hair, nails done, like not my hair, my nails and all this stuff. And I had all these outfits and I had like a full on Canva doc of like all of my outfits that I was going to wear. And I was so excited. And then like half the outfits I couldn't even wear. But Jack was like, he was like, lighten up, have a pina colada. And you know what? I did. And then
life was good.
Life was good. I mean, granted, we did extend by a day, but yeah.
I mean, you would never know.
But we had truly the best time just like being together.
Good.
And I was like, honestly, I think this is very telling. Like if I was with someone who I wasn't meant to be with, like someone who's just not the right energy for me, it would have been a really miserable trip.
I 100%. Think. Like if you were both negative, just bringing each other down, or if one of you like didn't have the ability to just like snap out of it and make the most of it.
Exactly. Yeah, I let myself like have a little, not like a a pout, I should say, but like a little like, what the fuck did I do? Because I'm the one who chose these dates.
Right.
I was like, this is going to be perfect. It's cold, like,
it's March.
We booked it a month out. Like, I booked it in February.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like, this time of March is perfect because like, it's around all the plans that we have. Like, we have a lot of like random plans. Like, you know, people are getting married, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, the 1 week that I chose, like the 1 week of the month that I chose, it's beautiful there now.
Yeah.
But you know what? Well,
whatever.
Life, when life gives you lemons, you got to somehow make a pina colada out of it.
Of course. A pina colada with lemon.
But it was crazy because we went back to the hotel that we stayed at.
Yeah.
On our girls' trip.
Yes.
Years ago. And it was so crazy because they changed a lot of things about the hotel, but like the core of the hotel was the same.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. And it was just bringing back all of these feels of just, I feel like I was in such a different phase of life 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It feels like it was not that long ago at all.
I know, but I had, I know it was because I had a bob.
Yeah.
The bob years.
Yeah, that
was a
timestamp. Yeah. The bob is a timestamp.
You
can look at a photo and say, oh, I know exactly what year that is from
Because of the bob and because of the strange way that I was doing my eyebrows at the time. The eyebrows really define where we were in life.
Like, yeah, no, it's true.
How little or how much I was doing them really defined each era of my life, I'd say.
I get that.
Eyebrow eras.
Yeah, eyebrow and haircut and hair color.
And hair color. True. Both Thank of us God. Had balayage.
Oh, yeah. I actually can't remember the last time I got a balayage.
You do glosses now.
I do, but I haven't gotten one since the last time I cut my hair, which I can't even remember when that was. And I honestly think I'm just going to rock with this color brown that I have right now. People have been asking me recently if I colored my hair. I think the last gloss that I got, they had come out with a new formula.
Mm.
And I had been really trying to cool down the brassiness in my hair. And I think it finally did that, like whatever that gloss was. And so it was very cool toned. And then I think when I was in the sun and as it's washed out, it's gotten some of like my warmer coloring back. So it's like a good mix. I don't know.
That's nice.
But
well, I feel like I think also,
I'm just going to keep it now.
As your hair's grown, you're like slowly getting rid of like any past bleach.
Right.
Which it's crazy to think that like what is the end of your hair now was like 6 years ago was like at the top.
Right.
Or I don't know how many.
No, it's so wild.
I remember there's like this thing like people say like, okay, you grow like one finger's length each month or something.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like on average, obviously everyone's hair grows. My hair grows really fast.
I do think if this isn't my natural color, it's very close to.
Yeah. Well, you look at your eyebrows and it matches your eyebrows nicely. Yeah.
So I'm rocking with that.
Well, anyway, guys, welcome back to Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Just Katie and Colby for now. Girls, for how are we doing? Adam is like rolling in his sleep right now. Girls,
I hope so.
Well, is it nighttime there right now?
I have no idea.
I have no concept of what time it would be.
Me neither. I think it's 17 hours, I'm pretty 17 sure.
17 hours.
I don't know if that's the travel time or the time difference.
Imagine dating someone
17 hours
like
away.
Like that far away in terms of time zone.
Living in the future.
Well, Colby and I were just discussing before we got on the mic the Hannah Montana 20-year special.
I have not watched, but I will be watching.
I said to Colby, I was like, I don't know if I'm being a hater. Like, of course, I'm a huge Hannah Montana fan. I was there. I remember it all too well. Yeah. Like, I was there. Hannah Montana movie was my birthday party one year. Like, all the girls, my mom went to the theater.
I wonder what Lucas Till is up to.
No, seriously.
Was he in it?
No. So here's, okay. I know that like scheduling conflicts are a thing.
Yeah.
I know that they like wanted to do it their way. Hannah's
way.
Hannah's way. Miley and Tish. It was like executive produced by Miley and Tish,
yeah.
Her mom. Like, obviously, they wanted it their way. They wanted Alex Cooper in there. They wanted Chappell Roan in there. Like, it was how they wanted to do it. And ultimately, it is her thing. Like, we wouldn't have.
Was Billy Ray there?
Billy Ray was in it.
Okay. Because I know that they've had their.
They rekindled. Issues. I of course, had to go down a rabbit hole. Yeah. And they apparently had a falling out, like, family-wise, right. Because of the marriage ending and stuff. Yeah. And I guess, like, drama and weirdness involved with what happened in the fallout. But then they came back together in 2025. Like,
oh, okay, they're all good.
But I was underwhelmed by the special. I know it's, like, hard to jam-pack, like, a whole I watched things like the Friends special when they, like, all came back together and relived Friends. And I thought that was extremely well done.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the Laguna Beach.
Are they doing that? Is that
yeah? They're having a reunion.
How many years has it been since that? 20?
More than 20 years.
More than 20? Yeah, I thought it was cool that they like, spoilers ahead, they brought out Selena Gomez.
Somebody brought up that I think Hannah Montana, the first episode, premiered after Cowbells.
After the movie?
Yeah.
Like when
after the movie came out.
Stop.
So it was like Cowbells came out and then Hannah Montana came out.
So Allie and AJ
is an incredible movie.
Allie and AJ need
to. We should have told them that we loved their work in Cowbells when we saw them.
You guys, you remember when we talked about it on the pod? We were right next to Allie and AJ. We were bumping elbows with
them. We were dancing with
Heidi Klum's Halloween party 2 years ago. Or 3 years ago?
I don't even know. No,
we were there.
I don't know.
We were there. And they didn't even have any bodyguards or anything.
No, they were just there.
Was this like around the time that they did they released the potential breakup song?
I think
explicit version?
Yeah. Oh my God. That movie is so good. I've watched it not that long ago.
How do you watch it on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Cowbells. What's the premise?
What else is on Disney Plus now is Life Size.
Shut up. I remember it was like impossible to watch that movie for years.
Yeah, and it
was
just like a mystery. Came out. But Cowbells is about these two girls that are really rich because their dad owns a dairy farm.
Mm.
And then he goes away on a business trip. And I'm pretty sure they like lost all their money or like burnt their house down or something. Or there was like a kitchen fire for sure. And
there was a kitchen fire for sure.
I know that happened. And then they started clocking in at the dairy farm.
They had to work
make
there.
Money.
I see. Oh, and
it was very like Material Girls vibes.
Obsessed. Yeah.
That's another family beef that I need to go down a rabbit hole of.
Did they?
Hillary and Haley.
Were there songs that came out in Cowbells? Did they like create music for the show or the movie? I'm like trying to remember if there's any songs that I like know a lot of the Allie and AJ discography. Rush is one of the best songs ever made.
I used to love their cover of Walking on Sunshine.
Yep.
That song used to like get me going.
Yeah, I would really like to talk to our friend Hillary Duff.
Me too.
She's not our friend, but like I do feel like we would be friends about what happened with her sister.
She looks so incredible.
Did they do a Lizzie McGuire reunion?
No.
Is that 20 years? It's definitely more than 20 years.
No, but her dad died.
Shut up, you're right.
The dad in the show. And one of my like most mind-blowing facts ever that I've seen is that Lizzie McGuire was only 2 seasons.
Shut up.
But it was like somehow my entire childhood.
Why was it only 2 seasons? Did they like not?
It's crazy. Like, I somehow watched that my entire childhood, but I guess it was only 2 seasons. Oh, my God. It was only 2 seasons.
Wait, I'm looking this up. I bet there was a lot of episodes in the 2 seasons. You know how some...
I don't know.
Why?
Maybe it just felt like it was on TV forever.
Did Lizzie...
Or that was, like, when my memories started.
Only
was when I was watching that.
I'm typing with one hand. I got my coffee in the other hand. Why did Lizzie McGuire only last 2 seasons? Primarily because Disney Channel historically capped original series at 65 episodes, a policy that ended the show.
Oh, 65 episodes, though? That's a lot.
Following the show, negotiations for a high school spinoff and a second movie failed due to salary disputes, and Hilary Duff was ready to move on from the role. I mean, fair enough.
Okay. 65. Well, after that episode with Aaron Carter, I would have been ready to move on as well.
Wait, you're so right, though. Like, 65 episodes for two seasons. So what? There was like roughly 30.
That's a lot. Odd. That is a lot.
I'm shook. Well, I remember they were going to reboot it. Remember? Yeah. And they were filming. They filmed like the whole thing practically. I remember seeing them filming in Washington Square Park when I lived over there. This was like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like COVID times almost. Like,
yeah.
And then it just like got scrapped. I wonder why it got scrapped.
Maybe no one ever picked it up.
I think it was because there was like, well, before I Google it, I believe it was like Hillary. I think it was a lot from like Hillary's side being like, I'm not happy with this.
Because, yeah, maybe they, it was like midway through.
Well, I think they wanted to be, because now, like, of course, Lizzie would be like all grown up. They wanted to be a bit more like explicit.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney was like, no. Let me Google that. To,
kind of.
Oh, yes.
Like Girl Meets World.
Creative differences between Hillary Duff and Disney regarding the show's direction. Duff wanted a more mature, relatable storyline for a 30-year-old character, while Disney insisted on a family-friendly tone suitable for the Disney Plus platform. Well, what's crazy is, like, I feel like someone else, maybe like Disney would like bar other people from picking it up, but I feel like another streamer should have just been like, what should have picked it up. Although I will say, people, and I'm people, are tough critics of reboots.
Yeah.
I am people. I am a tough critic of a reboot because sometimes it's just not necessary, I feel.
No, like, let me have my memories
exactly.
of your character and your show. We don't need to try and revive it like Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Because now we think of them that way.
It's the Sex and the City reboot.
The Sex and the City reboot did not do good things for reboots.
No, and it did go on for a long time. I do realize that there like was maybe an audience that really did like it. And yeah. I honestly feel like parts of it worked. Certain storylines of certain characters did work in my mind. Like I do
I
feel like
three total episodes.
I do feel like Charlotte York, I feel like her storyline, like the way that her story picked up was very like interesting and very true to her character.
Yeah.
But other characters, I feel like it kind of like ruined what was so like sacred about who they were.
Right.
And then the fact that they couldn't get Samantha, they couldn't get Kim Cattrall right. on board, should have been just like the end of the conversation.
Correct.
Like, oh, Sex in the City without Samantha, no.
Is not Sex in the City.
No.
It's just not.
I wonder if Sarah Jessica is truly happy with And Just Like That.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch the last episode.
Did you see Sarah Jessica Parker is like active on TikTok, like commenting on things?
No.
This might
I
have
haven't
been,
noticed that.
Well, I'm actually getting confused if it was on TikTok or Reels.
Okay.
But there was this girl, okay, TLDR, there was this video that this girl made. She is kind of known for filming videos from her fire escape. So she lives somewhere in Manhattan and she's like somehow rigged her phone to be like on her fire escape. And she'll like open her window. It's kind of like... Like
Julia Mervis also kind of does something. It's not a fire escape, but she has like a little window that she
obsessed.
Does things in.
Obsessed. So yeah, similar to that. But this girl does videos where she like the beginning of the video is her opening her window on her fire escape. Very creative, very cool. And she was like decorating her room in New York. She like just moved into this apartment. She was like excited because she had the Carrie Bradshaw window, aka a window where she could put a desk in front of.
Yeah.
Like, and it overlooks the street, like very similar to how Carrie used to write her column, like in the window of her apartment. And she was like, guys, should I put my desk here, like under the window, or should I put it against the wall? Like she was just asking like decor question. And none other than Miss Sarah Jessica Parker is in her comments. And is like, gives her, and it's not even like a one word, like,
put it in the window.
It was a novel. She writes this full, like, idea.
Long-winded.
Yes, long-winded about, like, artwork ideas, like, a whole thing about
wow.
how she, like, suggested, she's like, I don't think you should put it under the window because then it blocks your entrance to your fire escape, like, which is, but she then puts in parentheses, please be careful, by the way.
It's Such a mom.
Such a mom. And I'm also like, she's probably worried that she's going to like
somehow be liable.
If the girl, like,
yeah,
you know, hurts herself somehow. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But then the girl does a follow-up video being like, okay, I put my desk like on the wall, like Sarah Jessica said.
Right.
But then she's like, let's go shopping for art. Like, so she goes to the places that Sarah Jessica recommended, which was, one of them was Housing Works.
Oh, interesting. She recommended
Housing Works. Yeah.
I would like to go and check out their collection.
I haven't been there in a minute, but there is one like close to here.
Yeah.
Like, in Chelsea. Anyway, so she goes to Housing Works and she's like in between two pieces of artwork. She like brings them both home. And then, of course, Sarah Jessica is back again, weighing in on the artwork.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, it really warmed my heart.
Wow, I love that.
I didn't know if it was maybe like someone, like her assistant saw it and was like, hey, go comment on this.
Yeah.
But I like to think that Sarah Jessica Parker was like randomly on Instagram and just
decided to share her knowledge.
Yeah.
And opinion.
I mean, I'm very confident that I've walked past Sarah Jessica Parker on the street and didn't recognize, or just didn't know it was her.
Yeah, like didn't clock it.
Because it's very much like a thing where if she wants to be seen and like recognized, it would be easy for her to do so because she's such a recognizable look. But I do feel like half the time I see her like in paparazzi pictures, she's like covering her face, has a hat on, like very incognito.
I feel like Harry Styles has been making eye contact with the paparazzi in all of the photos that I've seen of him since he's been here. Like, I'm curious. What,
do you think he called?
No. I feel like they always know where he is.
Yeah.
It might be his team.
But he also, like, unless I'm wrong, I feel like he's never out with bodyguards.
But he had gone undetected for so long.
Yeah, it's like he wants to be.
And then now, whenever he is in a relationship, he's like always in the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Out and about, arm in arm.
I guess at this point, he's kind of just like, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
And people can't harass him about like.
I also really like his new album.
Me too. Me too.
It did need to grow on me, but I love it.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I do feel like some songs like sound similar to each other that like get confused in my head. I need to like, but truthfully, I felt that way about Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift, when that first came out. And now I've listened to it like enough times where I'm like, it truly, each song feels very distinct to me now.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the nature of like an album being released all at once, apart from like the one single that came out first, like it takes a minute for you to like properly like listen to each song.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to go see him live.
I'm so jealous that you have tickets. Yeah. That and Noah Kahan. Like,
have you gotten tickets for that?
I tried.
Yeah.
For days. Even like one try. I tried every single day's pre-sale. I tried the general on sale. Every single time I would get in and the tickets either were $700, which I was not paying, or sold out.
That's
I got
crazy.
In one time and there were $700 tickets and I had them in my cart and I was like, no.
How did like
literally
concerts
just no.
I feel like whenever I hear my parents talking about how concerts used to be and like, I just feel like it was never this stressful and it's expensive in previous eras.
No, 100%.
But why is that? Why are concerts so expensive and hard to get tickets for these days?
And they also say that you cannot resell the tickets. For Noah Kahan, at least, it said no resale, whatever. But meanwhile, you would go on StubHub immediately following your session on Ticketmaster, and there would be tickets up for resale for $1,400 on StubHub. So somehow you are able to resell them. Doesn't make any sense. I think it's because of the dynamic pricing.
That's okay. Colby, you are Google, because that's literally what it said. It said concert tickets are exceptionally high due to a combination of Ticketmaster and Live Nation's market dominance, widespread use of dynamic pricing, which raises prices based on demand, and artists relying on touring for income due to low streaming revenue.
Oh.
Well, back before
I
there
guess
even,
that makes sense.
But back before there was streaming,
you had to buy each song or album on iTunes. I used to get in so much trouble for doing that.
Do you remember when every song on iTunes was 99 cents?
Yes.
And then they like randomly increased
certain.
Yeah,
it was like $1.29.
Yeah. I'll never forget. $129, yeah. Such a random price. And it was like only certain songs though.
Oh yeah.
Like, but then some songs were still 99 cents.
And then also when you had to buy a ringtone on your phone.
What was your ringtone?
I would like cycle through them. That was another thing that I would get in trouble for. The phone bill would come and I had bought a ring back and a ring tone.
What was a ring back?
Like when you would call someone, it would play a song.
Before they answered?
Yeah, instead of the regular just like dial tone, it would play a song.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I did not have that.
Oh, I had a ring back and a ring tone.
Okay, what was your ring back? What was your ring tone?
I literally like think I had different Justin Bieber songs or Jonas Brothers songs.
Obsessed.
At all times. Maybe like a Miley Cyrus tune here and there. But very, I actually do remember one time I bought Coming Clean as a ring back.
Obsessed.
But then there was a feature that you could record your own. So me and my sister would, when you could like turn your car on idle,
yeah.
We would like do that. And we would have a CD that we would burn, put it in my mom's car, and then go record songs. Over and over again until it sounded like it was initially like embedded in our phone.
Women in STEM.
Yeah. No, seriously.
That's like thrifty.
It was a good workaround for having to buy them.
I'm obsessed.
Kids these days will legitimately never know.
No, they'll never know.
That was literally also all happening on a flip phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you remember that there was a time before you could react to someone's text and yeah. You had to just like respond
to every single message?
Like, cool. But now you can just like heart it. And reactions have become so sassy too. You can like
put a sticker.
Yeah, there's like, or you could just thumbs it up.
Yeah. Or thumbs down.
Like, I remember when I was still going on dates and I would like occasionally have to send the anti-ghosting text.
And you get a thumbs up.
And I would just get a thumbs up to the message, no response. Yeah. And I'm like, honestly, cool.
Heard you loud and clear.
Honestly, nothing more to say.
Yeah. No, can be left at that. Oh my God.
I actually just sent my sister my anti-ghosting text recently.
Oh my God, really?
I still have it. Guys, if you ever need to ghost or not ghost someone, it's the anti-ghosting. Yes. If you ever want to
stop going on dates with someone.
Stop going on dates with someone and you feel like it's been, because I do feel like there's certain times where a in-person or a phone call is better, like in terms of manners. But if you've gone on like 2-3 dates with someone, you don't really like, you haven't like gotten too far with them and you just want it to be done, but you don't want to ghost them. I have the perfect text.
You do.
I do. I do. And I actually think I can pull it up and read it. And you tell me what you think. I sent it to my sister not too long ago. Let me see. We do text a lot. Oh my God. Well, we were reviewing our passport photos recently and mine, not going to lie, looks really good.
And thank God for that, because you're stuck with it for 10 years.
2036. Okay. All right. This is my anti-ghosting text. And if you ever need access to this, I actually have it saved in a highlight on my Instagram.
Oh, good. Yes.
It's under the highlight.
I feel
is
like
called.
We used to get messages all the time for people asking you to send it to them.
Well, guys, have no fear.
So we're bringing it back.
Have no fear. So let me know if this is like good. Also, a time and place for this text, okay? Hi, insert reply to last text or light remark here.
I'm crying.
So I'd be like, hi, like, had such a great time the other night, or something like.
Something like, hope you
it'll be
had
usually,
a good night.
Hope you had a good day at work or something. Yeah. Like, it'll usually be a response to like whatever their text was prior. Like, if they were like, oh, had a really crazy day at work, how about you? Be like, hi, Hope today at work
what a way to top off a crazy work day.
But anyway, hi, insert reply to last text or light remark here. Also, just wanted to be upfront with you and say that it's been great getting to know you the past few weeks, but after some reflection on my end, I don't think I feel a connection. You are such a great person, and I don't want to waste your time or your energy. I really wish you the best.
Perfect.
And that's it.
Nothing more needs to be said.
Yeah, well, this is like if you hardly know the guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do feel like at the end of the day, sending the anti-ghosting text is better than leading someone on.
Yeah.
Even though, like, ultimately, I don't even, like, people sent me texts like this. Yeah. And I don't even remember their names now. I don't remember, like, their stories now.
No.
But at least I didn't waste my time longer than I needed to, you know? So anyway, anti-ghosting text. I don't know how that came up, but
Well, while you're there, should we do our question?
Yes. Guys, we have an urgent question. Colby got a DM about it on the Instagram, and I was checking the email this morning, and it says urgent with like 7 exclamation points, so I feel as though we must get to it. Okay. The subject line is urgent, ghosted by a friend. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I recently connected with 2 high school friends. I'm 27 in May, and we see each other a few times a year. They're both engaged, and we've triple dated often with my now ex-boyfriend before. One of them is having a destination wedding that would cost me around $2,000 with complicated travel and no included stay. Now that I'm newly single, it feels even more stressful. I reached out to let her know that I can't make it work financially or with time off and mentioned my breakup, but it's been over a week and she hasn't responded. I'm going on her bachelorette in July, but I feel weird and hurt, especially since she hasn't even checked in on me. Like she understood her breakup.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not that close anymore, and part of me wants to back out entirely. I'm trying not to be selfish and can understand if she's upset, but it feels intentionally hurtful. Our other friend is getting married. I'm attending her events and her wedding is local, but I haven't said anything to her. They're each other's maid of honors, and I'm the one who just recently reconnected with them. I'm emotionally drained from my breakup, tried to handle this respectfully, and now I feel confused and ghosted. What should I do? I don't want to crash out or downplay. I get she might be upset, but this feels elementary. And she said a few notes. She then sent us like the text that she sent.
Yeah.
In like verbatim, but she said don't read it because she didn't want to, just in case the person's listening. She
didn't want to out her.
But it's like essentially the same text, like what she said.
Yeah.
Paraphrased. And then she said also, I was invited on the bachelorette only after our other friend invited me on hers, and there are 20 girls going on this one.
I wouldn't go on the bachelorette.
No, no.
If you're not going to the wedding,
yeah,
you do not need to go to the bachelorette, in my opinion.
I think you could send her a really nice gift.
Yeah.
Which I think you should.
Regardless.
But I'm wondering, do you feel like there's a world in which she's just busy and didn't get to the text, or am I just being like...
Yeah,
dim here.
Like, somewhat giving her the benefit of the doubt for that, but it's also not like you backed out a week before the wedding or
when is the wedding?
Before it sounds like you've given her ample notice. Yeah, considering the bachelorette hasn't even happened.
Yeah, bachelorette's in July, so the wedding must at least be in July or August. Like,
yeah, so potentially she's not out on like your seat. In terms of money, like there are so many people who cancel last minute for weddings or no show to weddings. Like you're letting her know up front. And yeah. To be honest, if you're having a destination wedding, you kind of need to set like your expectations that not everybody is going to be able
to
take
it.
The time off or spend the money to travel for your wedding. Well, and that's just something that comes with the territory of having a destination wedding.
I think this is so like shitty. Like I'm like mad at this other girl for not like, because like a breakup is like maybe you're like, she's in her like bubble of wedding excitement and planning and like happiness about being engaged and whatnot. But that is like so, I hate when I see the situation where like someone is so blinded by their own happiness that they can't take a second to like check on their friend who just got dumped. Like even if you guys like just reconnected, it's like high school friends, you guys haven't been super close and now you're like reconnecting, but you've been on triple dates together, like with you and your ex and them. I am like shook that they haven't checked on you. That is really shitty.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I also think she said she hasn't reached out to the other friend and she definitely deserves an explanation for why she's not getting a response. And I do think it's fair to be like, hey,
I texted so-and-so.
Yeah, I texted so-and-so. Has she mentioned anything to you? Like, I was trying to just be honest and let her know, like, where I was at mentally and financially. Like, unfortunately, can't make it work to travel to her wedding alone. Or, like, not even that in her text. Just be like, hey, has she, like, mentioned that I reached out to her about the wedding? I sent her a text and a week ago, I haven't heard back.
See, what I would do here is either that, depending on, I don't know how, like, it would depend on.
It sounds like she might be closer with the other one because she is going, I mean,
it's her wedding's local.
It's local, yeah.
But I feel like I would double text the bride, like, what do you have to lose? And just be like, hey, just making sure you saw my text. I know, like, I, in the most kind way possible, like, I wouldn't assume foul play if perhaps in a weird world she missed the text, which I guess, like, I don't know how busy this person is. Maybe she's like deep in like the throes of wedding planning and maybe her
job's
demanding.
Are they also long distance friends? Like,
it doesn't,
she ask one of, at least one of them to like get coffee or both of them?
Yeah, unclear, but I do feel like I do subscribe to the idea that no response is a response, like her, like, but also there is a chance, like, you have to give her the benefit of the doubt because, like, you've been friends since high school. Like, I do feel like there's a world in which she didn't see it, but also,
or like saw it and was like, I'll get reply to that, and then time passed, and it's now just one of those things where she's like, oh my god, I can't believe I didn't.
But here's the thing: if you text her again and like be like, hey, just confirming you saw my text, want to make sure you, like, for the sake of numbers for your wedding, like, just write it in like a way where it's like, I just want to make sure that you,
you're being courteous,
because like, I don't want you to factor me into the wedding planning if like I'm not going to be there. That does leave the complicated situation of like the bachelorette, but I do feel like one step at a time.
Yeah.
Step one is text her again and be like, hey, just confirming you saw my text. I feel like start with that, and then if she doesn't respond to that, if you really still feel like you want answers, go to the friend.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be best to avoid going to the friend for now, just so it doesn't seem like you're like being drama, talking behind someone's back, true. Like anything like that. Yeah. But unless like
you are closer with that person. I thought that she was closer.
If you are closer, if it's like an us situation where it's like, I'm thinking like our other friend Shay is getting married, like, if it was that, like, I would obviously go to you and be like, gut check, what's Shay thinking? Why is she not responding to me? But it just depends on how, it doesn't seem like they're super, super close.
No, that's true.
A few times a year. But weird that they haven't reached out to you about, or at least the one hasn't reached out to you about your breakup. Like, that's really fucked. And honestly, if she's like sassy in her response to you, I would be like, I'm sorry, I also can't come to your bachelorette.
Right.
But send her a gift.
She also might have just read the top part of your text and not even gotten to the part where you referenced your breakup, if it is at the bottom.
It is towards the bottom.
Like, maybe she just like skimmed the top part of it and then filed it away. And again, like, didn't respond, which is not nice regardless. But maybe she didn't see that portion or like get to that yet. But yeah, double text. And also with the bachelorette, if you haven't had to like pay for anything, or if things weren't confirmed based off of numbers in terms of like the Airbnb that you're getting, and if you haven't booked anything, I think it's also still time like that you can back out in the grace period of backing out.
And there are 20 girls going on it. So it's not like you're, you know,
you need the same house for 20 girls that you need for 19.
Precisely, Kolb. Precisely. But this is like a weird, I'm sorry that, like, this is sucky.
Yeah, it's like a hard thing to navigate.
But you have very valid reasons for not being able to go to 100%. The wedding. Like $2,000 price tag, destination wedding, complicated travel.
Yeah.
Breakup aside, like that's, I don't know. But also like if she's salty about this, that says way more about her than it does about like you, like protecting your peace. Yeah. Like really, it's very like childish behavior to not respond on purpose. But I do feel like there is always a world in which, like I had a situation with a friend, not recently, like a few months ago, where like they had consistently kind of left me on red.
Yeah.
And I am like such an extreme overthinker that I was like, she hates me. Like,
yeah,
you know me. Like I literally was like getting no response.
You were like, I need to get to the bottom of
and
this.
And it wasn't anything like, we're like, we haven't seen each other in a minute. It was like a like long distance type of friend situation. Yeah. Where it's like the only way we really can catch up is via text. And I was starting to feel annoying.
Right.
Like I was being annoying. I'm like, why do I feel like the like naggy girlfriend
right.
to this friend of mine? So then I ultimately like swallowed my sense of wanting to just like give her the benefit of the doubt. And I sent her a text and I was like, hi, this could be in my head, but like, I feel like you're not responding. I forget exactly what I said, but something along the lines of just confirming that like, you're not mad at me.
Yeah, basically.
And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She was like, I was busy with this or whatever. But she's like, thank you for not what did she say? She was like, thank you for not
like suppressing
giving
this.
Up on me. Yeah. Giving up on me. I think I get missing a text. It happens.
Yeah.
But like it starts to send a message. Like if you're consistently, or if you're the one always reaching out, it's sometimes you can't chalk it up to bad texting. They just have to like adjust their way. Like communication is such an important skill.
100%.
But I wish you luck with this. Yeah. What should I do? I don't want to crash out or downplay.
Go straight to the source.
Send a double text.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, like, you're not being naggy or annoying or weird. You're just trying to get clarity that she saw your text.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised that she didn't even, like, give you a thumbs up or anything. Right. Like,
in a world where you could just like a text, nothing.
I have, you know, of course, there's people in my life where it's normal to like, maybe you get texts during the day, you respond to everything right before bed. Like you're like, okay, I'm finally getting to all these.
Yeah.
Or like the next day.
Or if you see like a long message, you're like, I'm in the middle of something right now. I can't deal with that.
If I see a long message come in, no matter if it's positive or negative,
it
could be on my fucking birthday.
Right.
A long message comes in, my stomach is going to drop
into
my
birthday.
Butt.
Happy birthday. Just wanted to let you know I don't want to be your friend anymore, but I wish you all the best.
Fuck you. Bye.
You. Like, imagine. That's so crazy. Is that what you imagine?
I will say I have like a, no, but on that like topic, I have like a confession. I'm like, I'm the person that like on someone's birthday will unfollow them.
Oh yeah.
Well, because like,
they come out of hiding sometimes.
I follow and not no one like I know person, like I know.
Yeah.
But, or like enjoy following, no offense, but like people that like from middle school that I randomly follow that I don't know, I don't keep in touch with, like for whatever
reason.
Somehow
they're at the top on their birthday.
On their birthday, like they'll post something and they get a lot of buzz, or like if they just got engaged.
Yeah.
And I'll like, out of respect, honestly, I'm like, I don't really know you. I don't need to have
insight into this.
And I don't really, you don't need to have insight into mine. Like I'm not going to be offended. I'll often unfollow them on their
birthday. That happens to me sometimes. But I'm like, why do I follow you?
I always feel like a terrible person.
Yeah. You know what I've also started doing is unfollowing people that I, when I'm watching their stories or something or see their username, I'm like, who is that? And I have to click on their profile. I'm like, if I don't even know who you are, why am I following you?
No, exactly. If I can't like pick you out in a police lineup, I shouldn't. Well, unless it's like a random like French girl that I follow for inspo.
Yeah, no,
like there's like random people I follow that I don't know, but the people that like have, you know, that are like, I should know who you are, or like I probably followed you after meeting you in the bathroom line once at a bar.
It's
time to sever our ties.
Yeah, it's time for us to part ways.
And it's the kind of thing where if I saw them in the street afterwards and they like came up to me and they're like, you unfollowed me, I'd be like, girl,
yeah,
we don't know each other.
That happened to me recently. A girl from college I unfollowed on Instagram like a long time ago in a similar situation. Actually, on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, cut and ties. No,
literally, we were at a house in Maine and we literally all laid in bed and we were like, let's go through all of the people that we follow on Instagram. And like, we were gut checking whether we thought that we could unfollow people, or we did. We called it like the purge. We were like, whatever, we're just like unfollowing people right now because it was raining and cold and we were all just like laying around not doing anything.
Why not?
And I think I unfollowed her because I was like, I didn't talk to her in college and unfollowed her. And I was at Pilates a few weeks ago and she was in my class and I was like, hi, how are you? Good to see you.
I wonder if she like knew.
If she does, I don't care.
Some
because
people,
I won't see her outside of Pilates, so I don't need to know what she's doing on the weekend, you know?
Yeah. No, true. But it is like, it does seem like so hurtful somehow to like unfollow, but really it's like, you know, like it's not that deep really, but it is in a way.
Yeah. And it's not because I care about how many people I'm following. I just am like, I don't really, same thing as you said, I don't need to keep up with you.
Yeah.
And you don't need to keep up with me either.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm not offended if you unfollow me also. Right. Like, totally fine. Yeah. Totally fair. Like,
we're not friends and I don't need to follow you.
Yeah. Well, I remember there was a time when like I first got access to Facebook where I wanted as many friends as possible. Yes, obviously.
Of course.
So I was friending like friends of
friends. Like, I have to get to 1,000 friends.
Like, no, seriously, there was like a race and I was like, I need more like, it was a high to like give or like put out a friend request and they accept you. And I'm like, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, you think I'm cute.
Right.
Like, and then ooh, you think I'm cool. You. Then what?
They would poke you.
They would, yes. How weird.
That was like the strangest concept.
How bizarre. Kind of, like, I feel
that
like, oddly.
That was the OG snap streak. I feel was like a poke war.
People would, like, abuse that. Well, they did abuse it at the time, but I feel like that, like, wouldn't be a thing. Like, no one would suggest that today. Somehow they would find it, like, sexual.
Yeah.
Like, it would just, people 100%. Ruin things. People ruin a good thing today. Anyway, so that was our advice. But honestly, it sounds like you'd be better off without people who don't check in on you after your breakup. I'm sorry. Like, what?
No, 100%.
Human decency. Like, God.
And it's like now another thing that you have to worry about on top of now having gone through a breakup.
If a friendship seems stressful, like, you have to ask yourself, is the juice worth the squeeze, really?
Well, it's the same as a relationship.
Yes.
Like, your friends shouldn't stress you out.
You should send the anti-ghosting text.
Yeah. I wish you the best. But see you later. Or never.
Anyway, that's a wrap for our solo episode. Adam will be back next week. Are you here next week? Yeah.
I'm here next week.
We always have a turbulent spring.
I still
need
to figure out when I'm going to LA.
Oh, right. You haven't even booked it.
Correct. You know?
You might be walking there.
I might be.
You can caravan like they used to do in the 70s.
Yeah.
Or even further, you could get a horse-drawn carriage, the covered wagon, like they did heading west back in the day.
That would be so terrible.
It would take you like several months.
Yeah. I will definitely be on a plane, but there are no direct flights. It has also been my issue.
To India?
And the return situation, the times are awful. It's either like,
is it because a lot of flights are sold out already? Is that why?
No. Like, there's just very early flights on Monday or red eye. There's no like late afternoon flight.
You should text Danielle and see what flight she's on.
Yeah, that's true. But like, the ones that I saw that were direct are out of my budget. what I get.
What are you going to do? Oh, you're going to connect.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Like, the connecting flights are fine, but the direct flights are legitimately out of control on Monday.
It's like freaking concert tickets all over again.
Until Tuesday, but then I would fly out like first thing in the morning on Tuesday. So, and I think I'm just going to want to get home.
Fair enough. Well, I wish you luck with that.
Thank you. Bye.
You got to see
by the
your
next
man.
Episode. I will have sorted a flight it. For sure. Yeah.
Well, oh, we got the police coming to shut us down.
That's our cue.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And we will be back with the original trio.
Original recipe.
The original recipe.
Next week.
That's it. What do we say? Oh, Adam always does it.
Love ya. See Love ya. Ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. It's actually going to be nice this weekend.
Oh, that's great
news. Sunny.
That's great news.
Oh my God, it's going to be 81 degrees next.